Hello and welcome to the Video Game Podcast Entertainment Earth. We don't sell them, but I do like to talk about them. Well, that's After Earth. We have Disney Infinity and Skylanders up if you want to take a look at those. Anyway, in the news this week, I am Adam Paulus, and we're going to talk about SimCity, which was released finally. It's a new game with MMO-like functionality that requires an always-on internet connection to even play it. And it was rendered unplayable due to server issues, so they took some features out of the game. So now you might be able to play it, but I guess the server load times were like 40 minutes, an hour or more. Amazon actually pulled the game from digital distribution because it wasn't able to work and the reviews were so bad, which is interesting. Also, the full F-Zero AX arcade game has been discovered in the F-Zero GX GameCube game if you use Action Replay codes. The codes are on the Cutting Room Floor website, and you can get all the details there. On the PS3, you can download Tomb Raider Digital Edition, and will be the show 13. Atelier Ayesha, The Alchemist of Dusk, Metal Gear Rising Revengeance, and Port Royale 3 Pirates and Merchants. PSN games include Germinator and Fuel Overdose, as well as Bit Trip Presents Runner 2 Future Legend of Rhythm Alien. What is with these names? They are extremely stinking long. PS2 has Midnight Club and Midnight Club 2, or rather PS3 has PS2 ports of Midnight Club and Midnight Club 2 racing games. PS Vita has Germinator and MLB The Show 13. The Xbox 360 added Dollar Dash. The Wii Virtual Console added King of Fighters 98. It's a Neo Geo fighting game. While the 3DS added Nano Assault EX, Curse Sploosh, ATV Wild Ride 3D, and the Virtual Console game Wrecking Crew. Wrecking Crew is an NES classic, which you probably have never played or heard of, where Mario has a hammer and knocks down buildings and stuff. It's kind of an arcade puzzle thing. It's okay, but you kind of probably had to be there when it was out to be excited by it. I liked it. New at Entertainment Earth. The new 2013 cars from Diamond Select Toys are in stock. You can check out the new kit from Knight Rider. It includes a Michael Knight action figure exclusively at Entertainment Earth. You won't find it anywhere else. We also restocked our highly popular Back to the Future 2 DeLorean time machine vehicle. Why is ours special? It has the hover mode, which you will not find anywhere else. Both of these are available today at Entertainment Earth. Just check them out and order them before they go away. New arrivals include the Portal Shell Limited Edition 7-inch action figure from NECA, the Mass Effect logo N7 embroidered patch, and the Legend of Zelda Hyrule Historia hardcover book, which has been selling out and reprinted and reprinted and reprinted by Dark Horse, is extremely popular. And they might be gone by the time you hear this, but check our website for availability because that's how things work. Unfortunately, I can't update this on the fly. That'd be really cool if I could, but I can't. I'm sorry. Anyway, that's it for this episode. Thank you for listening. Check us out on Twitter, Tumblr, and elsewhere, and see you next time.